The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Quite often you hear us talk about how every vote counts, and it does. We've seen this in a number of races, most recently as it looks like a Republican in Iowa, Marionette Miller Meeks, will probably be declared the final winner here by a mere 6 votes. On our guest line, Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party. I mean, I think this race truly shows you that every vote counts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, they've counted and recounted, and, you know, the margin went one way, and then it went the other a little bit, then it came back, and then it got down to single digits. I mean, we had a state house race here this past cycle here in South Carolina that we had a candidate who lost a state house seat that nobody thought we could even get close to by, I think, 47 votes, I believe it was. So, you know, look, clearly every vote does matter. And the bottom line is you can't sit back on the sidelines and expect to have an impact.
Yep, yep. All right, Mr. Chairman, explain to us what is happening down in Georgia. Of course, yesterday we saw a federal judge, Timothy Batten, rule that the Georgia officials needed to protect the data in the voting machines. He then came back and reversed his decision. Then late last night, he reversed his reversal. Are you following me? So where are we?
that's a complicated bouncing ball to follow. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, you've got to allow the president's team to be able to contest and go through the process there and in Arizona and Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, as they're doing and have been doing, you know, up till the last moment. I mean, the point is they've got the opportunity to demonstrate whether or not and to what extent and how there was any fraud. And quite frankly, regardless of its impact on the actual results, that's something that we need to see. That's something that needs to be made transparent. People need to understand, because we have another election 2 years from now. Well, they have another election in Georgia in, you know, about 6 weeks or less than 6 weeks. Yeah. I mean, you know, for people to have faith in their process, they need to be able to see and root out fraud and be able to know that when they do cast that ballot, that it does have an impact.
Yep. Will you please promise me, Mr. Chairman, that we are going to learn from this, and that as legislatures go back into session in January, that this is top of their list?
You know, I think you can guarantee that that's going to be the case, especially in these states that have Republican state legislatures. Now, fortunately, we haven't had that problem here in South Carolina. You know, we've got a good process. It worked really well. The only county where we had a few issues in Dorchester County were quickly resolved in 2 or 3 days with, you know, recounting the process, which was transparent. Everybody was able to view. I suspect, though, in those states, what you're going to see is Republican legislators, you know, who want to make change will be putting forward bills to make change. And those who don't want to make change will be pushed from behind by grassroots supporters of the president to get on board and fix the process. But each state's different. I mean, you know this. I mean, the laws and the rules in each state, each election in each state, I mean, is an election unto itself. And they have different rules and different procedures. But, you know, to the extent that we can't feel like our participation actually has an impact, people have problems. And I think you're going to see them make a move to do that in Georgia and Pennsylvania, probably particularly.
Right. Yeah. Is there a chance, though, and this is my fear, is there a chance that with the success that the Democrats have seen that they had with mail-in votes, that they're going to try to make that permanent?
They'll try, but again, you know, it comes down to state legislatures make law, at least they're supposed to, when judges don't get involved. Yeah. You know, we fought judicial involvement here in South Carolina, and, you know, we were victorious all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court here in South Carolina defending the status quo of our election law, which was made by the legislature. I think, though, you're going to see Democrats sue to try to continue to expand this mail-in business, but because of the impact on people of what we're seeing now, what we've seen in this election, and their just, you know, response to that, you're going to see a rejection of that. You're going to see a move in many of these states pushing more toward election day or maybe even expanded in person versus mail-in, which, again, you know, the most secure election that you can have is one where you show up, show a photo ID, prove you are who you say you are, sign on the dotted line, and then cast your vote.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to see many state legislatures try to move more in that direction.
Yep, we can only hope. All right, so let's look at Georgia, of course, a very important election coming up. Give us an update on what's happening down in Georgia.
So right now it's a turnout game, you know, and they have an unusually long runoff process in Georgia. You know, here in South Carolina we have a 2-week runoff. There they have a 2-month runoff. Why, I don't know, but the fact is they do. But that gives you essentially 2 months of campaigning, doing the door-to-door and the grassroots, which is where we've had an advantage, and we've got more folks who have been you know, experienced in that in this election cycle in South Carolina, Tennessee, and Alabama, who are pouring over into Georgia to help the campaign there. The RNC, the National Senate Committee, and the Georgia GOP have got a unified campaign there now between themselves and Perdue's campaign and Loeffler's campaign. And so what we have now is essentially a funnel set up to bring the folks in from out of state who are wanting to help. That takes three main forms. One, you can make phone calls. You can do that from the comfort of your home here in South Carolina. We have an online app you can sign up for. It only calls the numbers that need to be called. You have a script, buttons to press for a response. It's very easy. It's tied into a unified database with the campaigns. Number two, if you want to go to Georgia and knock doors, they're looking for paid door knockers, people who want to do it essentially full-time for the next month, or they're looking for people who want to volunteer for a few days or a weekend. They'll get you plugged in. And number three, election day poll watching. In Georgia, you do not have to be a resident of Georgia to be a poll watcher. You just have to have a letter from the county Republican Party that you're watching in. So they're signing up people who want to come to watch polls. January 5th, election day, primarily there in Georgia, or even if you can come earlier to watch the early voting results, early voting polls. We have a page set up, scgop.com/Georgia, scgop.com/Georgia, where you can go and volunteer for any of these three things. We then will connect you with people in the relevant contacts in Georgia, the areas you want to go to and work, or again, if you just want to make phone calls, and they'll get you connected. Right now, that's the best way anybody can have an impact. This is about getting our voters to the polls, and that's how you win elections.
Yep. Lots going on. Go to scgop.com/Georgia if you want to help out in Georgia.
And yes, look, sir.
We have a busy time right now. We got to continue to watch this thing with the recounts, various legal challenges with the presidential race. But we got to keep our eye on these two Georgia Senate races as well. Always good check in with you, Mr. Chairman. We look forward to talking with you again next week.
Thank you. Have a good one now.
You too. Have a great week.